The opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
You're just waiting for it. Boom, shakalaka, boom.
See, there you go.
Yeah. Boom.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, again, it's Sunday, man. It just comes up faster than you think.
Yeah.
My name is Mark Kent, and it's Sunday morning once again, and today is July 26th. Man,
that's scary.
We're almost out of July into August 2020. I'm your host once again for Sovereign Minds, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, and good morning to Susie Q in there.
Susie
good morning.
Q out there.
Good morning.
I'm going to have to put together a little thing for her. coming on. Wow, what a week it's been. We had that training yesterday over at the for the school for the FACTA. I can't think of the acronym right off the top of my head. There's so many acronyms. FACLA.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many acronyms. It's so many acronyms. It's ridiculous. I mean, you've got bullies, liars, and Marxists, you know, a.k.a. Black Lives Matter. You know, NFL, the National Football League, no fans left. I'm going to come up with one for Major League Baseball here. Didn't quite have time.
Well, if you reverse it, then you got BLM.
Well, there you go. I was thinking like morons, lefties with baseballs, you know.
I was thinking something else. There you go.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, it's been quite a week.
We're not too far from elections, folks. That's kind of scary,
I think
too.
It's
like less than 100 days or something. Whoa.
I think it is. Yeah. Yeah, so let's get to it. Our first target in this target-rich environment is Leonard Modi, one of the supervisors, you know. And there was a rally out there because the Board of Supervisors has shut off the public from comment. Now you got to call in on the phone, this is utterly insane, you know. And this is just a tactic by these people to avoid having to deal with their constituents who are getting a little bit angry about this, you know. I mean, it's insane. And you know, the comment from Leonard Modi just really made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Now, this is coming from KRCR News, so you can go there, Redding, California, and it's talking about, and the title is Public Barred from Shasta County Supervisors Meeting. Now, just the title ought to just kind of make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Public Barred from Shasta County Supervisors Meeting. Like, they're the Acaldes, the rulers, and we're just the peons that have to do whatever they're told.
Yeah,
and
just,
you know,
follow us. So do what we tell you and shut up and go on.
No kickback. You know, so a lot of kickbacks probably. But here's what Leonard Modi said. I find it interesting that there are people out there who have signs and stuff saying, where are our leaders and this kind of stuff? But what they really mean, I think, is where are the leaders that support my point of view? Are you freaking kidding me? You got to be kidding me. Leonard Modi, you know, we're coming after you, and you, we're putting you on notice. We're going to do whatever we can to get your fat, arrogant butt out of that seat. Because you know something, Mr. Modi? You're ridiculous. We don't support our point of view. What, like supporting the Constitution, having to listen to the constituency that elected you? I mean, at what point in time does your arrogant...
Yeah, he's very arrogant.
What a...
He thinks he's safe.
He thinks he's safe in his seat because he's got the unions backing him.
Oh.
And you know something? You know, we're going to do whatever we can to get rid of you, Mr. Modi, because you need to be just thrown out by the scruff of your neck. You are what is an elitist fool who has been sitting in that chair so long, you think you're the frickin' Alcalde.
Well, now, yeah, before we get to our call. Well, he thinks he's untouchable.
Absolutely.
Because he's been doing this for years and years and years
we're
up there.
We're going to campaign against him.
Lollipops and rainbows, and everything's going to be good for him.
We're going to campaign. We're going to do a recall. We're going to find people to run against you. We're going to do whatever we can to get you out of that seat now, Mr. Modi, because your arrogance is beyond the pale. With that, I think we have a caller.
We have the mayor, Paul, I think it's Creighton, from Atwater. It's hard to see. There's a reflection on the window. But good morning, Paul. How are you?
The mayor. Great.
How are you guys all doing?
The fun
we're
never stops.
Good.
How are you doing? You're on the air. Go ahead.
The fun continues. Yes, the antics of the state of California.
Yep.
What can we do for you?
What you got?
So we got a letter. I'm not sure if you guys are aware. We got a letter from California OES, Governor's Office of Emergency Services, saying they're going to hold our CARES Act money because we declared a sanctuary city for all businesses and churches to reopen after... we were locked down. We had a proclamation for a local emergency as far back as March 19th.
Hey, Paul. Yes. I hate to interrupt, but can you get the phone closer or something? They're having a hard time hearing you, so we can get.
Sure. Can you hear?
Yeah, that's better.
Thank you.
This better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay. So anyway, long story short, we took the pandemic serious back in March 19th before the governor did. The governor didn't do anything until weeks later. And then we smashed the curve like we were supposed to do, and our local hospitals started laying off nurses and healthcare workers because there's nobody in the hospital, and there's no surgeries, emergency rooms were empty. So we declared a sanctuary city to get things open back up so we don't lose all of our private businesses because everybody was home locked down. And we didn't rescind that. And then when the governor came back a few days later and then opened California up, we haven't rescinded that. And so we received a letter July 23rd, which was Thursday, after 5 p.m. They dropped it to all the local and liberal media sources before they did us 15 minutes, accusing us of being reckless and everything else. And if we don't capitulate, we are supposedly eligible for $200,000 of CARES Act money, and they're going to hold that money, which is unconstitutional and part of the Social Security Act, which the CARES Act was funded through. The governor can't do that, but he is strong-arming us and trying to put us in our place and make us capitulate to rescind it. So tomorrow night at the city council.
Go ahead.
So tomorrow evening at the city council, we're going to be discussing this as a council to continue to hold steady or to capitulate to the governor, and we're expecting a large turnout and a lot of support for what we're doing, because we are, you know, we're open and we're safe. You know, we're not being reckless. We're the first. We're the leaders in our county to take this seriously and to declare a proclamation of a local emergency. We're the first to secure the PPE. We got ultrasonic machines to clean the air and clean services. We secured a chemical company up in Reno to make us hand sanitizer by the 50-gallon drums. We did all this kind of stuff, and he's making the outlandish accusations in a letter to us that we're being reckless with public health, where we've never been contacted by the governor or the county to come in and help mentor us how to do a better job. They just keep threatening us. So We're going to have a meeting.
It's typical of, gruesome Mussolini. The real deal is that these guys don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about their rights. What they care about is everybody getting in lockstep with their Marxist idealism. And that's the real deal. People might not want to hear it. They might not believe it. But that's the real deal, that these guys are not following the law in many cases across the board, on whether it's the virus or a multiple of other things, you know, the gas tax, spending it any way that he wants to. He's a freaking train wreck, Mussolini.
Yes, well, you're absolutely right. When it comes to the Constitution, our local representative, a state representative, is completely silent. Where's our representatives of the state? They're the ones that make the laws, not the governor. And the governor keeps with a pen, you know, as Obama used to do, with the stroke of a pen, this guy's doing things. And people are, he's using the pandemic to get complete control and dictate how things go, when that's not how life is and how reality is. And we need to stand strong. And that's what we're doing as a city and our local businesses, is that we're digging in. We passed our municipal budget with a 19% shortfall because of the pandemic. And we intentionally did this knowing that the governor would probably withhold our money, play politics with it, and we have to survive. So we've done that. And sure as heck, we get a letter on Thursday night at 5 p.m. saying the very thing that we knew he would do when we did our municipal budget. So we're going to stand strong and alone, and we never counted on this money, but it's not his to dictate whether he gives it to us or not. It's the federal government is passing it to the states, through the states to the local governments, and they put a time frame that we should have already received this money. So he's already in violation of the Social Security Act that this money was issued under.
Well, he needs to be actually arrested for breaking the law. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Several laws.
He's constantly breaking the law. But, you know, what these guys do, and they do well, Marxist and the Saul Alinsky playbook, is call everybody else names. Yeah, you guys are irresponsible and all this stupid crap, when the real deal is that they're up there breaking the law right and left and doing whatever they want and turning themselves into a dictator.
Yeah, you can't even enter the building because they got all locked down with the pandemic. So they're genius on their strategy, because they always have the better strategy. They know when to take opportunities and capitalize on them. And then people are scared and cowering back when we shouldn't be. Where's our representatives? You know, not only he should be getting in trouble, but where is our representation up there? Who are the ones making the laws? Why are they all standing down?
Well, and he's not so he's a part of the executive branch, not the legislative branch. He doesn't have the power to make law in our constitutional republic, in a constitutional republic of California. And so where are they? What they're all doing is lockstep Marxists falling in line for the dictator. And it's going to take enough of the people to rise up against this and say we're not going to do it. And not complying like you're doing is a good start. And we give you some accolades on that. And where is this meeting going to be held at, and what time, and how can people get there to support you guys?
So the city of Atwater, California, located in the Central Valley. We're just north of the city of Merced, about 5 minutes, and south of the city of Modesto, about 30 minutes. And we're on 750 Bellevue Road is the city council chambers. And we would love to see the support come down, wear your red shirts or anything red in support. And we could just use the support that everybody sees. There's going to be a lot of coverage on this. We know that the feds have already been reviewing it. The Congressional Caucus, McCarthy and Devin Nunes and those fellas have all made comment about this, that the governor's doing the very thing that he's accusing the Trump administration of doing, and withholding funds that aren't his. So we've got a lot of eyes and ears on this thing, and we're going to do what our people want, and our people want to stay open and safe. We want one message. We want the governor to do their job. The state OES sending out a letter threatening us does nothing to curb this pandemic or make it better or safer. It's just a strong-arm political tactic, which we knew they were going to do. It fell right into our hands. And now we're going to say, we're going to hopefully, the council votes to stay strong and steady and continue what we're doing, stay open, stay safe, and save our local businesses, because if we lose every single local business, then we're going to be completely dependent on the state, and that's a bad position to be in.
Well, and everybody needs to come out and support you guys, because you guys are taking a risk out there to do the right thing. And so your constituency needs to report up to the meeting and show up to in support. Now, how did you get our number? How did you hear about us?
So, actually, I'm friends with a lot of people down here, and I met and made friends with a lot of people from the state of Jefferson a couple of years ago at one of the water rallies, and I've said all along that California is too big of a state for one governor to govern. If you go to the East Coast, there's almost four states in the same geographical area as California,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And we're not getting the representation that we need. We're way woefully unrepresented, and then in the lower populations like we are, we have no voice. So we knew the governor was going to ignore us, and then to get his attention, we had to do something like this, and then here he is, you know, with his heavy hand saying, hey, you knock it off and get in line, and you're not going to get anything. Well, we also have the same views and opinions that you guys have, and you guys have been fighting for years. So one of my friends reached out to me and said, hey, you need to call in and talk to these guys and let them know that you're having the same struggles. And we admire what you guys are doing. You guys are working, and you're saying everything needs to be said. People really do need to be active participants. It's time to stop laying down.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate that. And in our chat room, Rally Sally says that you need to contact the Freedom Angels, and maybe you can see them.
I reached out to Heidi already. And I went up to Sacramento. I was the only elected up there the first time we were all up there, and I Facebook streamed. I walked around the whole place. The media was saying, yeah, there's a couple of hundred people here. There were tens of thousands of people, and I walked around the whole governor's, the Capitol, and down all the streets, and I got to interview everybody. And I'll tell you what, it's regular America, working class people that are ready to get back to work, and we need to have our government, the California State Government and the Health Department, to have a message and come in and treat this like a military operation and cure this pandemic. What they're doing is they're making it a political opportunity to control everybody, and that's not what they're elected to do, and
that's
what
correct.
They're supposed to do.
Well, we're
fighting the fight.
What we need to do is we all need to hang together, or we're all going to hang separately, and that's the truth of it. And yes, Gavin Mussolini needs to be arrested. That's the real bottom line of this.
And maybe we have some listeners out there that they can take the archive of this portion where you called in and shoot it out to your friends, and maybe there's more people down in your area that can come support you. So that's about our program is it is archived and it can be shot out.
It's streaming live.
Yeah, we'll do that. But we have a lot of friends up in your area, too, and we watch and we pay attention to what you guys are doing, and it's wonderful that you guys are expressing freedom of speech, and you guys do have a plan, and it does make sense, and hopefully sooner than later it comes to fruition.
We really appreciate you calling in, and we need to keep these communications open with one another.
Absolutely.
That's what it's going to take, is us standing together, like you said. So we really appreciate you calling in, because when Sue told us you were on the line, it's like, oh, that's interesting, you know, so...
Well, like you say, we really appreciate you calling in, and don't hesitate to call back.
Yeah.
You know, at another date, and be a regular if
you
want.
You know, I got something real quick. When I was back in Washington, D.C. in January, I went out there with a mayor's convention, and I got to meet the president, and I told him, I said, Mr. President, we need your help. California is really messed up. And when he shook my hand, he held onto my hand, and he said, as long as I have your support. And I promised him that we'd support him, and he promised that he'd support us, so... hopefully sooner than later, this will all come to a head, and we're standing on the right side of history. I want everybody to know that what's going on, we're on the right side of history.
Well, so. We need to take the House back in November, and then we can bypass Sacramento and go straight to the congressman and petition to have a state split.
Yep, that's right.
So,
all right. Well, thank you again.
Keep up the great work.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And with that, we'll go to a –
No,
we're not going to do the break at all.
Okay, that's okay then. I've got stuff.
I know she said something, but just go. Let's move. There's so much to talk about.
Okay, so what I want to talk about is that I got some things on the news here. But what I want to do is I want to talk about fiat currency for a second, okay? And how to deprogram yourself, your friends, and your family from the cult of fiat currency. Now, you know, when I say cult of fiat currency, I'm not kidding because, you know, fiat currency is not money, it's currency, and currency is a problem. And so most everyone you know is a member of this cult. It's not their fault, and they didn't consciously seek it out, but your friends and family and almost everyone you know and even come in contact belong to a system that has brainwashed them. This cult is robbing them. It's doing so clandestinely without their knowledge or approval, and it's so sly that they don't even know it's happening. In fact, the leaders behind this cult have convinced them that the system is normal. They accept it since that's the way things are done. And how many times have we heard that? You don't understand. That's how we do things around here, you know, the way everybody else does it. But it continues to rob them. You know, even as we're talking about it here, in order to escape this cult, they must undergo some deprogramming. However, getting debriefed from a cult is not easy. They may resist and protest and refuse. It's like, you know, being a member of the Bhagwan guys up there in Oregon. You know, you get in there and you get all, you know, soaked in their philosophy that's all garbage, and you start to believe it because everybody else around you is believing it. And so, but that doesn't change the fact of what's actually happening. The situation will not improve till they accept it is what is taking place and agree to do things in a different way. And here's the good news. Once they understand how they're being robbed, the solution will become apparent to them. Okay, so you've got to offer some deprogramming to your family and friends and get them back to normal and to help them realize that they can never see why they can never seem to get ahead and what they can do about it. Okay, so what you have to realize is that the cult of fiat currency, you know, if you could look back in the entire monetary history in one snapshot, some glaring facts would stick out. You'd see that gold and silver have frequently served as monetary standards. Even in the United States, not that long ago, the fiat currency system, that fiat currency systems have eventually always failed, and that for the first time in recorded history, all monetary systems in the world right now are fiat-based. Now, so this is a fairly recent development. This is not something that's been going on for a long time. This fully flat period fiat period in history has never happened before. That means there's no playbook to tell us what could happen, and it's really just an experiment. Living in this unprecedented time in history means that the risk to the monetary system are high, and we're starting to see that. You're starting to see silver climb up and gold's at an all-time high right now, and people don't understand how they're being robbed. Robbery.
Well, they see that paper. Right. The paper money, and that's what they all grew up with, us included, and you think that that's money, which it is not money. There's no value there.
Well, that's where I'm headed. Okay, so the robbery continues because where paper dollars are money only because the government says they're money.
Right.
Okay, they can be diluted at will. And it only takes a seventh grade education to understand that the more you create of X, the less valuable X becomes. You know, I'm sure you're all aware out there, our listeners, of our QE efforts that were underway, those currency units are first created, and those that actually receive them first and spend them receive the benefit first. In other words, the people ahead of you that got the currency coming into them, and the longer it takes for those new units to reach you, the less valuable they become as they circulate throughout the system. And for the most part, everybody that's receiving it out here in the community is at the end of the line. This is nothing new. History shows that creating currency has been the most common way to restructure debt. Currency dilution is a trick played by central bankers and politicians to devalue debt, since it allows them to repay it with cheaper dollars. So, you know, I want to finish this out because the U.S. dollar has lost 44.2% of its purchasing power just since 2000. Okay, in 20 years, the dollars that you saved 20 years ago have almost lost half of their purchasing power. And this makes you a member of a cult, because if you think that's a good thing and you believe that these guys that are printing the money are doing this for your own good, what you have to understand is there's a serious leak in your financial boat.
And that's why they want to keep printing it.
Absolutely. So you know, what you have to understand, if we put this down to the simplest terms, in other words, the current monetary system guarantees that if you go out to buy a car now as opposed to what you would have bought 20 years ago, it's a lot less of a car, and your retirement just got cut in half. Are you starting to get it? Okay, because in order for it to be real money, it actually has to be a store of value. And just because something is a medium of exchange, because that's what currency is a medium of exchange, okay, and so that doesn't mean that it stores value over long periods of time. And gold and silver have always stored values over long periods of time. And we're starting to see why people run into the gold and silver markets, because it's the only place left at the end of the day when you start expanding the currency to beliefs beyond the imagination.
And with that, are you done?
No,
almost?
Not quite.
Not quite. All right. Give us just a few more.
Fiat currency does not qualify as money. Going all the way back to Aristotle, money must also be a store of value. Fiat currencies do not offer a store of value. They offer transactional ability and ways to buy goods and services, but they don't meet the definition of money. They leak value. They do not maintain it. The common way to deal with this dilemma today, and since the interest rates are low at the rate of the, you know, lower than the rate of consumer inflation, one buys stocks to stay ahead. In other words, you have to take risk to try to stay even. And that's like a bank saying it will buy stock and with your savings account, and if they're successful, you'll get your money back.
That sounds like a lot of things nowadays, like CalPERS.
Your savings shouldn't be that kind of a risk, okay? So gold is the most reliable money because it has been the most reliable store of value with no third-party risk. Okay. Now, you'll start to understand that more and more as time goes by, because we're printing more money right now than than God has money. they say gold is and silver are God's money. Well, there's a reason, because God's the only one that can create it. Whereas these other guys just counterfeit it and buy everything out first, and you wonder why government gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you wonder why the guys that are manipulating the government for these free loans, the low interest things, the big bankers own everything through clandestine means of the media, for example. So it's time to make the distinction between money and currency. Dollar bills are currency, and gold is money. I suspect you instinctively know this, and that in your gut you know gold represents true long-lasting wealth. This fact has never changed throughout human history, regardless of what some people may say. It's time to leave the cult of fiat currency and instead denominate your savings in something that has a history that has no loss of value. Yes, the gold price fluctuates, but its value does not. An ounce of gold bought a suit 100 years ago, and it will buy a suit today, and it will still buy a suit 100 years from now. So, with that said, you can own real money, and you need to start thinking about it.
And with that, we do need to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading. tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute offers a free seminar and a comprehensive video that will help business leaders break through this fear to legally live and share their faith with their employees, customers, and communities in ways they never would have dreamed or imagined before.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Let us brighten up your summer. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our
$10,000 Sunny Money Swipe to Win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
With some drawings every Wednesday at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
15 winners, $100 free slot play.
5 winners, $500 cash.
Don't miss your chance to win your share of $10,000 and other great prizes. Details at WindRiver.com.
$10,000 Sunny Money Swipe to Win.
You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
We're live, everybody. Wake up. We got guests in the studio. We've got all kinds of things going on.
Somebody should have said, shut your We're back.
Frankie, where are you? Hey, Frankie.
Hey, Frankie. Squirt some tears, punk. somebody call a cop. So we're back, Cyber Mind Radio,
96.5.
How did I know I would be corrected immediately?
Because it works both ways.
Your talk radio, and sometimes it's your shut your yap radio. But
it could be a lot of things. Just keep it up there, Spanky, and I'll slap you.
Yeah. So 1460 a.m. 96.5 FM.
Yeah, there you go. And we got caller. We have a caller on the line we probably should get to.
Hold on. Home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. Your talk radio. Now we can go to the caller.
All right. And with that, good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, you guys mentioned the training yesterday. I was out of town and couldn't attend it. I'm wondering if it's going to be online or anything.
There's going to be some places that we're probably going to have another training, and we can probably get the guy back. You can't get the training online. You actually have to go through the training, is my understanding. I think, you know, we're going to get some guidance from these guys, and they wanted to come back, and they really liked what happened at the meeting. So,
I wanted to more or less observe what went on.
No, they don't tape or do anything like that.
I don't think so.
No, okay. They don't. And there's some specific reasons why they don't, which I'm not going to go into right now. But yeah, you have to kind of actually go to the class to get the training.
Okay, so you mentioned Modi. And I think Modi's just thumbing his nose at us. You know, he got over 51% of the vote. That means that he's got another 4 years starting, you know, the first of the year.
Sure.
He's got nobody to challenge him.
Well, but we're gonna start a recall petition.
I was gonna say we can recall him.
I'm all for that. I'll sign it. I'll give you some information. You know, he flat ass lied to me about what I had going on in my neighborhood. He's rumored to have had an affair with an advisor. And, you know, he's drawing over $190,000 a year, CalPERS, for when he was a police officer. And on top of that, he's getting another $55,000 as his supervisor. And I can't think of any accomplishments he's had.
Well, here's
not any good accomplishments.
Here's another thing, Nick, that we need to think about. The only reason that Mr. Modi gets to stay in his little warm, fuzzy chair is because he has the union's support, the police, fire, teachers' union support. That's what's keeping him there.
Got the money behind him.
And so what we need to do is we need to not just recall him, but we need to expose him for what he is. And this is a timing issue as well, because what's going to happen with Mr. Modi is what happens when all of these pension funds go under. Do you think he's going to have the same support from the teachers and the firefighters and the police unions that he has right now? And we are not that far away from a collapse of the financial system.
Well, I don't know. I think it is a little ways off, because that's the last thing that's going to fall. But being said, one thing I'd like to head off at the pass right now, I won't be surprised if there's a movement to name the new Justice Center the Courthouse Center after Modi. And boy, I'll tell you, that would leave a real sour taste in my mouth.
Well, we'll have to campaign against it. But, you know, rest assured, we're going to get rid of Modi. I don't care if it takes 4 years or 10 years or whatever it's going to take. But it's going to take, and we're not that far away from a financial system collapse. There's no question about it. When gold hits all-time highs of $1,900 an ounce, that is the canary in the coal mine. And if that continues to go up and they continue to print the money, and we already know CalPERS, by everybody's account, including CalPERS, is they are in trouble to the point of...
Oh, I know.
But listen to what I'm saying. And this is not just about you. This is about the listeners. It's about them only having, say, roughly 20% of their unfunded liabilities. Okay? And that is going to pull everybody's feet, the carpet out from under their feet financially. And all his supporters are depending on those pensions to survive in retirement. And it's going to get ugly, but this is a long-term thing as well. So go ahead, Nick.
Well, I think right now that we should focus also on Joe Comente. He's got absolutely zero accomplishments as a supervisor, and you see him running around with his chest stuck out and his shoulders up high like he's done something. And, you know, he'll be up for re-election in 2 years. And that's something to think about.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Absolutely.
We need to start working on things like that now. But here's a thought about Leonard Modi. What happens if the pressure gets too hot for him and he retires?
Well, you know, these guys, you know, you keep talking about the purse, but they've also got individual investments, too.
Sure.
And there's a big percentage of them that'll be starving to death, but
well,
there's a big percentage of them that won't be.
Okay,
also.
But you don't need that big a percentage to get him out of office. If only 25% of the union people lose their pensions and lose their ability to retire, do you think that's going to be enough to get him out of office?
Well, I don't know. I know one thing. He's very well spoken, and he can come up with better excuses
all it
than
takes,
I can.
hey, Nick, all it takes is 3% plus 1 to get rid of him. That's all it takes when you do the math. If 3% of his constituency turns on him for whatever reason, he's gone.
No,
and that's not that much.
That.
Well, you don't know the math then, and we need to explain it to you, and I'll show you how it works, but
no,
not on the radio.
Great. Okay.
All
I'm
right.
with you. Let's get rid of Modi. Keep an eye on Clemente.
Oh, he's
and,
still
you
in
know,
the firing.
Paul will be up in 2 years.
Those are the things that we need to be looking at now
and
getting people in place to take those positions.
They're still. I'm not saying give him a pass. I'm just saying we need to target and we need to everybody get on the same page of the targeting because we can't be scattering our resources and going willy nilly after this or that or this.
Right.
We've got to have a targeted strategy that everybody's going to apply on different issues, and that's what we're working on.
Yeah, everybody has to get on the same page
and that was
stand together.
That's what the training was about yesterday, is uniting the clans, basically. And you're going to hear more and more about it.
Okay.
One thing Mary Rickert said is that Leonard Modi is very highly thought of in Sacramento. I wonder if that's because he rolls over every time.
Okay, Nick, they're going to be cutting us off. We appreciate the call. We do have another caller on the line. We've got Terry, but we will go to him after the break if he's still on. So this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The door they found, the head nurse spoke up, to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Listen to the wind blow.
radio. Yeah, if you don't love me,
I was
going to
say. Hey, if you don't like that, I'm sorry. That's one of my favorite things. Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you know one of the guitarists just died?
What, Mick?
Peter Green, I believe his name is.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've got another caller, and then we also got our guest in the studio. We've got Dave Johnson back here from last week.
One of our team players.
He's on the team. I think he's going to be a permanent member of the team.
We like him.
But first, let's go to Terry, and then we'll get to Dave. Terry, are you on?
Can you hear me okay?
Yep. You're good.
Okay, because I had to be, because of the feedback on the...
Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost you.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
You're back.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, see, that's the challenge. I didn't hear anything. I heard the beginning of what Nick was talking about, so I don't know what was said, so I hope I'm not going to be redundant. But I think you guys were talking about a recall for Leonard Mody. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Possibly, yes.
Okay. Okay, first of all, what are the grounds for it, number one? I know, number two, when we recall Mody, when we want to recall Mody, I know the unions back him. I know there's been talk, well, maybe we can get the unions to change their mind. But if they're backing him, what is Leonard Mody giving to be back? Why would they do that for him? It isn't just because he was a police officer and a chief of police. What is it that would motivate the police unions to back Mody and no one else? What would do that, number one? And number two, if there's grounds on hearsay on what the guy's done, or he's had an alleged affair, from what people have said, it's alleged, what do we recall him on? That's my question. I'm not saying that I wouldn't like to see him go, but that's my question to you guys. What exactly was the final outcome of that conversation?
Well, again, we're going to look into the recall and see what we can recall him on. And I think there's actually multiple infractions by the time you get through. You know, just the fact that with this article he's part of the people that have banned the public from going into the supervisor meeting. But he goes a long way back. You know, he's been in bed with the unions for quite some time, and he's not necessarily representing the people's best interests. So we're gonna look into it. We're going to figure out a way to, if there's a way or something that we can hang our hat on to recall him. But we're going to, even if we can't recall him, we're going to figure out a way to get rid of Mody, even if we have to go out and campaign and go house to house with flyers, whatever we got to do. What we want to do is put Mody on notice that he's not going to get a pass anymore.
That he's being watched.
I think he probably knows that already. But that's good. Okay, and you're right. There's also someone who we can run against him, and there is someone who would be available to run against him.
Yep,
there is.
And that's something else. However, that's going to be a ways away.
Right.
I guess if there's a Brown Act violation, and I did talk to the sheriff about this last Tuesday at the supervisor meeting, we were not allowed to go inside but what are the consequences of that? Because if he violated something to where they just say, well, you violated, you can't do that anymore. Again, I'm with you. I would love to see him go. I'm sure a lot of people would love to see him go. However, we have to have something really concrete.
I agree.
To go after, not just that we don't like him and we don't like what he's done and we don't like his answers, but all the supervisors locked us out. I mean, heck, Mary Rickard was the one who's the chairman there they all locked us out.
Sure.
So, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I'm not giving anybody else a pass, Terry. All I'm saying is Mody is the most egregious. No. That's all.
I agree with you. It's just that, if anybody has something out there, and again, if I'm covering old ground, I apologize. I couldn't hear. But again, if somebody has something concrete out there, that would be nice to hear, because there's many people that feel the way we all do, that Leonard Mody is not serving the public. But that's not enough. We need to have something
Well, I think if you've got something that's concrete, like you say, but you don't have to have anything concrete to get a recall done if you've got enough people that have understood what he's done, or he's exposed for what he's done, or he's violated the Brown Act and you make it public. You can recall him over just about anything you want. It doesn't have to be legal or even concrete, and you could have some success doing that. With that said, I'm saying let's find something concrete because we know he's been breaking the Brown Act, and let's get our people and our listeners out there to help us with this because he does need to go.
And start working on it. It's going to take a while for us to gather all the troops and all the evidence, so to speak, to do something. And we want to do it right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. And remember, we've got to get people to agree with us. We've got to get people. It has to be a big enough or a problem that most people agree, this is a problem. You know, this is definitely a problem. So,
well, if we can get 3% plus one, Terry, to change their mind about Modi, I think we can get rid of him sooner or later.
I think that'd be great. And again, we've got to find those issues, and I agree, and I'm for it. Frankly, I'll just say it. I'm for it. I would love to see him go. I've never seen anybody that arrogant, that rude. And someone who just feels they're untouchable, and to me, that's enough. But is it enough for everyone else?
Listen, Terry, we got to move on. We've got Dave Johnson here with us in the studio, and we want to get him going because he's got a bunch of good reports that he wants to tell us about, and we're almost to the top of the hour, so let's get started on that, and then we'll get our hard break, and then we'll come back with Dave Johnson. But thanks for calling in, Terry.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Terry, and bringing stuff to light on that.
Right,
yeah,
very good. So, Dave Johnson.
Once again.
What is going on, everybody?
Yeah. What isn't going on, you know?
Well, yeah, at this point, it's actually starting to look really like what isn't going on. Some of this information that's coming to light and that's not being covered by the lamestream media it's insane. It's insanity. So on June 16th on Law Enforcement Today, we have an article that says Chaz Zone Seattle now passing out rifles to help protect their territory. This is now an armed insurrection. So this is going back a little ways, a little bit of time. Didn't get a whole lot of play from the media. Basically, you ended up seeing law enforcement places that were picking it up and showing, hey, this is what we're dealing with. But interestingly, just on June 29th, China was caught smuggling 10,800 assault weapons parts into Louisville by customs, and it was destined for a house in Melbourne, Florida, then presumably be able to go out via those channels, because Melbourne's one of those places that you have a whole lot of places that are set up in a network to go across the country in smuggling operations, huge for human trafficking, huge for all these problems. But what these parts were, is they're selective fire receivers to be able to turn an AR-15 into a fully automatic AR-15.
Like a conversion kit?
Yeah, so it's the one that has the whole safe, semi-auto, full auto.
This should just terrify the leftists because they're so afraid of guns, and they're always talking about assault weapons and automatic weapons. But
it sounds like it's going to them.
It's just like Mao said. You take power at the point of a gun, and it's not that I'm against the guns and gun control. I only want to be the ones in control of all the guns.
Well, and there's some dots to be connected on this, because at the exact same time as all this is taking place, at the exact same time as we see these things that are going on, there is a House bill that is being presented, and nobody's really talking about it. So the only places that you can actually find it are fact checks. Democrat bill will increase taxes on firearms and ammunition from USA Today. The claim, H.R. 5717, will implement a 30% tax on all gun sales and 50% tax on all ammunition sales. And in addition to that, it will require a federal license to be able to shoot or own the firearms you already currently own. So let's go down to the bottom of the page here. And what we see, our ruling from USA Today today is true. Under H.R. 5717, firearms would be taxable at 30% and ammunition would be taxable at 50%. A portion of these taxes would be used towards gun violence prevention research. Yeah, nobody's talking about this. So at the same time as we have these gun parts coming in that are not legal for U.S. citizens, have not been legal, I believe, since, I'm not going to say a date on there.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I think it was the 80s, but you
I
end
think,
up
I think
having,
84, but yeah, I wouldn't quote myself on that.
And this isn't China's first foray into getting into this. You've got customs agents make unusual seizure of nearly 53,000 Chinese gun parts in August 23rd, 2019.
Do you know what this makes me think of just off the cuff? Is remember all those bullets that the Obama administration bought? I think it was Homeland Security. And, you know, I wonder what happened to all of those ammunition.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. And what about the guy, Lou or whatever, that was selling all the guns out of San Francisco?
Oh, he got busted. Yeah, but that's a whole different story.
Well, in fact, I want to get into a lot of that. That's where I'm going to next on this.
Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says Republicans are set to roll out the next COVID-19 aid package tomorrow.
Mnuchin says the fine-tuned proposal does have support from President Trump. He met with White House Acting Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Saturday on Capitol Hill to talk about the $1 trillion proposal. He told reporters at the Capitol that extending an expiring unemployment benefit, but reducing it substantially, is a top priority for the president.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, Mnuchin says the blueprint is only a starting point in negotiations with Democrats. Authorities have declared a riot early this morning in Portland, Oregon. Protesters had breached a fence surrounding the city's federal courthouse, where U.S. agents had been stationed. Thousands of people have been gathering since Saturday as nightly demonstrations over George Floyd's killing show no signs of abating in Portland. Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California is now seen as the favorite as Joe Biden nears a decision on his vice presidential selection.
Harris would be the first black woman and Indian American woman to be nominated on a major party's presidential ticket, and she battled with Biden memorably on the debate stage more than a year ago. Harris wouldn't put a new state in play. She represents California, the largest electoral prize on the map, but one that is completely safe for Democrats. Yet many see her as the least risky pick for Biden, who's under pressure to select a woman of color as his VP, and someone who would be prepared to be president on day one.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. South Texas bracing for flooding after Hurricane Hannah stormed ashore from the Gulf of Mexico yesterday. Category 1 brought winds, rain, and storm surge to a part of the country already coping with a spike in the coronavirus. The National Hurricane Center says the first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic season actually made landfall 2 times yesterday afternoon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park, Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Nightclubs, bars, and beaches, some of Spain's most beloved summer venues, are facing new lockdown restrictions.
The region of Catalonia in northeastern Spain now hosts two of the most worrying virus hotspots in the country. The new outbreaks have led to tighter restrictions in Barcelona and an interior agricultural area around Lleida that were relaxed only a month prior. Britain has put Spain back on its unsafe list and announced unexpectedly that travellers arriving in the UK from Spain must now quarantine for 14 days. British tourist Sandra Dibble is confused at the lack of notice.
What has happened to the people who have flown back today or yesterday?
They don't have to quarantine and they could be just as much in theory a risk.
Norway has also ordered a 10-day quarantine for those who return from the Iberian Peninsula, whilst France and Belgium are recommending that travellers ditch plans to spend their summer vacations in Barcelona and its nearby beaches. I'm Karen Chamas.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The New York Knicks are reportedly ready to make Tom Thibodeau their next coach.
No contract's been signed, but a five-year deal is expected to be announced next week. Thibodeau was the 2011 NBA Coach of the Year in Chicago and a former Knicks assistant under Jeff Van Gundy. New Knicks president Leon Rose conducted a long search before settling on Thibodeau. Mike Miller finished the season as interim coach after David Fizdale was fired 22 games into last season. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, July the 26th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including Mick Jagger, the Rolling Stones frontman, 77 years old today. Actress Helen Mirren is 75. Olympic gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill turns 64 today, while actor Jason Statham has 53 candles on his cake. TV host Chris Harrison, 49. Contemporary Christian singer Rebecca St. James is 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I kind of want to keep my own stuff in a way.
Well, and especially with some of these things that are coming out now. Doggone. I mean, if you end up having to buy Hornady ammunition at a 50% plus tax, dude, you're already an arm and a leg.
Yep.
And that's what they want to do. But before we go too far in, I want to tell everybody that you can go streaming live video now. And you can go to twitch.tv / Fire Embrace or Fires Embrace. And I've posted it on Facebook as well. And I posted it on Twitter. So then you can actually watch us in the studio and we can make funny faces and everybody will. Yeah, exactly.
We've only just begun with this one.
So there's a small delay. So we get the make faces and watch ourselves make the faces. Anyway, let's go back to where we're at and let's get into this, drill down on this, because when we were talking about Obama, you know, basically, remember they purchased all this ammunition during the Obama administration. I think the post office purchased some. I think Homeland Security purchased. There's like millions and millions of rounds, and we're all like, what?
Well, wasn't Fast and Furious during that time, too? What all happened with that?
And I do have a clip if Sue can hook me up here, and we don't have to play it right away. But that's of Obama's talking about the civilian security force. And,
we can go anytime on the video. So
all right,
she's
so
good
let's
to go.
Play this, and then Dave will talk some more about what's going on here a little bit. Okay, here we go. Here's our. Oh wow! Listen to my echo here.
Oh, you're probably getting it from the background stream.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Let me turn that off. Oh, you're probably getting. There we go. Okay, we'll shut that down. Okay, very good.
We're learning.
Didn't even realize it was on. Okay, this is about a 20-second spot. So are you ready, Sue? Okay, here we go. This is Obama talking about security.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Wow.
So the thing that I'll say on this is that it's not a large stretch anymore by any stretch of the imagination to say that in a time when we are trying to defund our police forces and they're wanting citizen-led policing.
By Antifa, what could go wrong?
Mm-hmm. And BLM and these other organizations which are Marxist in nature,
right.
Which who's communist Marxist people right now in other countries? China. And so you have China that's sending over these 10,800 selective fire receivers to make these fully automatic AR-15s, which the Democrats, I mean, you have Democratic politicians and people on TV constantly saying, oh, it's fully semi-automatic. That basically just means one bullet at a time, man. No, we're talking about the full deal.
Yeah. There's a difference between semi and auto. It's a single switch on an M16, but it does bring up the firepower a little bit. And the real deal is that you can't say, I want it one way and then not the other. You can't say, hey, we got to ban all of our citizens from having it, but we're going to start our own little private police force that just happens to be Marxist in nature and receiving their guns from China, doing a violent insurgency in the cities of our nation, and that's okay.
Well, and all you need to do is look to Minneapolis to see how this turns out. You see that there is literally violence in the streets, people shooting off guns all the time. The city's burning down. It looks like something out of an apocalyptic high-budget movie, mm-hmm. But no, it's the real flippin' city that's burnt to the ground.
And you know what these bullies, liars and Marxists do? Is the first thing they do, and we've seen it in several instances, they turn on the guys that are supposed to be supporting them. You know, they turn right on these Democrats that think that the best way to govern is give more power to the government to tell you what to do, because that's what a communist Marxist regime does at the end of the day. This is not about, you know, giving everybody free cheese. This is not about equal rights. This is not about spreading the wealth or redistributing. This is about somebody always takes over and a dictator steps into place sooner or later, you know, either right away or down the road when somebody, a strongman decides to work his way up the ladder into a position of power.
Well, and this is exactly what we see, and it's been very interesting to me. I've been going through a recently purchased Ben Shapiro's new book, How to Destroy America in Three Easy Steps. And in it, he goes through and details a lot of information about our founding fathers' mindsets and the places that they actually ended up drawing their inspiration from and seeing all the failed places that ended up getting started. And our government was founded on the basis that government is not there to mandate values. Government is there to protect freedoms. And what we're moving away from right now is we're trying to mandate values through our government, through this new dictatorship, authoritarian cancel culture. And it's affecting everywhere in our lives, in our realms of everything. So take, for instance, gaming even. The gaming community, by and large, has been out of this. We've been standing on the sidelines and putting these completely liberal mindsets into these games and these story modes where you're actually playing them out as the individual and experiencing these things. So you have different things that are taking place. Like within the gaming community, you have World War One and World War Two. For the games that came out, well, they put women as the main people that were fighting and on the cover and things like that. It's like you're making a platform that historically was accurate and you're changing it to be all women. There were field nurses. Sure, a few of them had firearms, but we're not talking about that as by and large a whole. And so the people who were wanting historical accuracy within these, they were mad. And the developer just came out and said, screw you, you bigots.
Wow. You know, they couldn't be trying to set everybody up to be desensitized and training for warfare mindset through the games?
Well, what I think it actually comes down to is it's a desensitization wherever you go, whatever you see. In our movies now, in our culture, in every place, in every facet of our society, what you see is big money being poured in to change the mindset of people that are around. And then when they are not achieving that, that's why we see all of this fake news stuff to where they're going after people having an opinion of themselves and this hate speech stuff. The whole thing about it is when they're going through and saying all these things, you have not quantified to me at all what hate speech is. If right. I say something that you disagree with, that's hate speech. You hate it. Therefore, I'm banned.
It's ridiculous. You know, it's the whole, you know, gosh, the racism, the homophobia, all of it, you know, is all about disagreeing with them. You know, in other words, if you don't believe that everybody should just hand all their, over all their wealth to the government to redistribute to the poor, and you say anything bad about it, you're some kind, it's hate speech, some kind of hateful speech, which is complete, you know, you don't care about the poor, you're a hater. You know, it doesn't matter if I worked my whole life for that. It doesn't matter that I bled and sweat and tears to get what I have. You know, it doesn't matter. That none of that matters, but I don't care about the poor people, the guy that doesn't want to work, a guy that doesn't want to do anything to improve himself and blames everybody else for where he's at. I'm the hateful one.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're seeing with this is we're in a society, we're in a time right now to where cancel culture is so prevalent, and with what's actually taking place, we have people that are losing their platforms. They're being shadow banned on all of these platforms. And point in case, Twitch, which I'm streaming on right now, probably won't be on very long based upon the fact they hired a new moderator, which is a transvestite male, identifies as a female deer with antlers. So I'm so confused because you have antlers on a deer, which that would normally mean male. So is it a male that's a female that's a male deer? I'm confused.
It sounds like the guy.
It sounds like they're confused.
I'm thinking if he's from Transylvania, he's going to be in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, the level of this is I've literally seen this person on their stream saying that they go out into the yard and eat grass in order to get in touch with their deer self.
Wow.
And in
no mental problem there.
In addition to
this guy's
that,
in charge of Twitch now?
They're a moderator on Twitch now, and they've actually said that they're going to be going out and banning people. And one of whatever it is said that I believe that there are vast majorities of you white gamers out there that are white supremacists. It's just a fact. In my opinion. You know, how do you have a fact in my opinion? I mean, that was the exact quote. And
because they don't have any facts. All they have is opinions. That's the truth.
I don't even
know
if they have that. I'm sorry, but I don't even know if they really have an opinion.
It's just like what Joe Biden said not that long ago where he says, we don't have facts, we have truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I always thought facts and truth were the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But not in these guys' mind, and it's insane, you know,
well,
because
Joe doesn't have much of a mind. But.
I mean,
just remember, Joe Biden's going to beat Joe Biden in this next upcoming election.
You know, it is.
And we're at break time. Hold on, Richard. We will get you on the other side of this break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Spend lonely, you a dollar or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems for specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
I'm answering the phone.
I know, it's okay.
Let it roll.
Let it roll. I want to hear this part.
If I told you how I shut it off, you'd go, what?
Yeah,
I got it.
We missed the punchline. It was Dirty White Boy. That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah, here we go. Let's just got to hear it at least. Dirty white boy, what can I say? So we're back.
Oh, man. They got to say dirty people.
We're dirty white
people. We're dirty white people.
We're dirty white people. As opposed to dirty black people and dirty brown people. And dirty hateful people, dirty hateful Marxists. I don't know.
Right. With that, we need to get to our caller. We need to get to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, everybody. I'll try to be quick.
Okay. Thanks.
Another law in committee, Assembly Bill 66, will limit the use of force cops can use when dispersing crowds. The attack on our cops continues. Senate Bill 794, it expands a database that the state can get into for emergency alert system. They're going to start getting into trash collection, water district databases. I wonder if they're going to use that for ballot harvesting. I just don't know. Yeah. And then, Modi's out of the closet. His condescension, his arrogance has long earned him a place in our history books. I did start a recall Shasta County Facebook page about a month ago, so that is there. I'm sure David will help us with other electronic venues, so hopefully we can have a meeting. There is already in place legitimate reasons to recall every board member, and we won't discuss that on the phone. Let's do that in a meeting. Last thing, Waterworks Park. County Health is going to pull their pool permit for not obeying guidance from the state. Our local health officer has tasted blood, and you know what happens once the evil tastes blood. It gets worse. We better show up this Tuesday, the next board meeting, and fight this with every fiber of our being, or it will get exponentially worse. Any questions of me?
What's the Facebook page called, Rich?
I called it Recall Shasta County.
And my understanding was, I heard this morning that the Board of Supervisors this next Tuesday is going to be open. They're going to allow so many people in. Have you heard that?
One person at a time.
Yes. Yes, they're going to allow one person at a time in at the double doors.
Oh, I can't seem to get Recall Shasta County to come up. That's interesting.
I
understand exactly why, because I spelled recall wrong.
So anyway, so you know what? The hits keep on coming, folks. Let's keep fighting. Any other questions with me?
No.
Appreciate you calling in, though, and giving us the update.
Have a
great day.
All right, so I'm posting that on Facebook, Recall Shasta County.
Yeah, if you spell it right, it comes up.
Well,
I know.
Shut up. And so I will be posting that on Facebook, and I'm going to share that right now, and so people can start to get involved in there and start to see what it is we all got to be operating on all cylinders. We all have talents, and we all have time, and we all need to combine our talents and our time into a movement.
Right.
He's going to put a stop to this crap. Speaking of movements and putting a stop to this crap, going back to Black Lives Matter or BLM or Bullies, Liars, and Marxists and Civil War, we were talking about what's going to happen as this thing progresses and nobody stops them. I mean, we're going to be fighting in the streets is what it's I'm hearing. And
I think it might already be happening.
Well, And this is the concerning part, because what we're seeing is we're seeing an attack on our police, our front lines, our first responders. And we're seeing that they're trying to defund them and make it to where they can have tyrannical rule over these places. I mean, can you imagine being a homeowner or a business owner who was in their little city of Chaz while people were getting shot and you had people that were running out?
Right.
You want to talk about police brutality, the videos out there of people turning around and shooting people and beating the crap out of people and chasing them down and all the rest of the stuff. I mean, you're talking about literal rule of tyranny in that place. And if you're a business,
mob rule, yeah.
Well, yeah. Did you hear that they were turning around? If you were white, you had to give a random black person $10. And a lot of times you ended up, I mean, even from the own people, they're saying, I had the same people that kept coming back to me for $10 and I don't have any more money.
Welcome to the real frickin' world. Do you think that once these guys have the power to tax anybody, are they gonna tax everybody? And are they gonna keep taxing? It's just like asking the same guy for the same $10 over and over again. If there's no restrictions and there's no rules, guess what? Who's ever in charge is going to make it up on the spot and tell everybody what to do. And if you don't do what you're told, guess what's going to happen?
Yep.
It's going to get ugly.
Well, and so what we were talking about with the Civil War, this is a quote, in surveys, 15 to 20% of people, a non-trivial number, say that violence against political adversaries is called for. We're about to have an impeachment that's going to bring us together, question mark. And what we're seeing is that both sides are fed up, and this is the highest it's been since the Civil War era, and we're about the same as what we had when we were at Civil War era. So when you have that much of the population which feels disenfranchised with one and the other, you're basically at a situation that you're at an impasse.
Right, and that's when rule of law no longer applies, and it starts to become who's got the biggest club.
Well, yeah, and it's a very scary time frame, because what we're seeing right now is you have the political left, which is trying to fully back the other supportants that are wanting to turn violent and burn down cities. You have the political right, which are trying to back law and order. And the problem that I see on the left is I'm all for hearing your side of things. I'm all for hearing what you actually have as far as on the table, because we are a union. We do need to come together. We do need to discuss things. But at the same token, if you want to say we're going to tear down all law and order, all of our society, and rebuild it with some imaginary concept that has never worked, and also you have no real legitimate plan other than disenfranchising more Americans and tearing down everything, this is where we're at. And when you actually have these people, by God, if they succeed, what we're going to be left with is we're going to be a nation that is destroyed utterly with no laws, no backing, and taken over by tyrannical reign where you don't have freedoms and you don't have the ability to have a business, start anything, own anything. your assets are everybody else's assets.
And do you think that they're going to let a lot of these angry people in this movement take out their aggression on people that disagree with them?
They already are.
Isn't that interesting? That's exactly what they've done in all these other places that they've taken over, is you think that these people in America won't take a bunch of people out and shoot them? Did you see the clip of the black lady that was talking about the cops saying, I hope your whole family dies. I hope, mm-hmm. I mean, those are the people that are going to be in charge if you let this go.
Well, and what we see right now is we're seeing attacks on people in the streets in broad daylight. There was a business owner that was trying to defend his business. They beat the guy to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't matter if they're white or what color. I mean, they've been doing it to their own people, the black people. There's no stopping them. I mean, they'll pull out all the stops, and they don't care.
Well, and there's no value. What. No value at all for human life. I mean, we were just discussing on break the Jeep that was going
through. I just pulled it up. It's like, and I'll try to post this. I got it on Twitter. This is from Cal. The original, and gunfire shots fired in Aurora, Colorado. A Jeep drove through a crowd that was on I-225. A protester shot some other protesters trying to shoot the driver of the Jeep. So you got protesters alongside the freeway with guns on both sides, and a guy trying to get through the protesters going down the middle of the highway, and one of the protesters tries to shoot the guy in the Jeep, and what does he do? He shoots protesters on the other side. You know, in war, we call that friendly fire. It's
not, well, you just wonder if they even see it on media, how they're going to spin it, if they even show it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they won't even show it.
You know what I mean?
They won't show it.
I'm just saying, or if they put one of their, you know, grateful spins on it.
Let's go back to Portland for an instance, and the driver that was sitting in the vehicle while he was trying to get through, they started attacking his vehicle, and a guy started punching him in the face, and he ended up shooting the guy. And he wasn't a white guy. He was a Mexican guy who had driven into the area, and they basically started beating the crap out of this dude. Well, the media all goes out and says, bystander, protester, ends up being shot. You're not a bystander and a peaceful protester when you're punching somebody in the face through their window.
Well, they lie about everything. Yeah. They distort, they lie, they omit, they black out. Anybody who is voting Democrat, in my opinion, is at this point in time is either stupid or evil. And anybody who watches mainstream media is either stupid or evil. Because if you are trying to figure out what's going on and you're watching CNN, you're an idiot.
Well, and what we're actually seeing right here is they know that they're not factually in the right.
Absolutely.
They know it from the standpoint of they're coming out and they're saying, we don't need facts, we don't need evidence, we need to be able to spin the narrative. And you have people like AOC that have come out and said this. We need to be able to spin the narrative for the greatest good of the people. Well, who the hell are you to decide who the greatest good of the people are?
And with that, we do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say, I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
Wow.
Not that we would know anything about anything like that.
Sudden in the wink of
that's
an
a,
eye,
is a great
it
song.
It is.
I said, boys, it's Marv for me. By
my
hot
tail,
I was all you
rod.
Could
see. Lincoln.
Being behind, so I thought I'd made the
Lincoln. All right, we're back.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sue. Wow. Yeah, that's that. It should have been, it's kind of like the hot rod Jeep in Aurora, you know, trying to get through there. You know, a lot of this and what we're talking about is this is all going back to China. It seems like. Seems
yeah,
like
they're
the,
involved in everything. We turn around, it's coming out of China. Imagine that.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where you know it's getting scary. If you're not a little scared, you haven't probably got a lot of brain cells going on, or there's the neurons aren't like touching together. And
well, it does make me feel a little better knowing that the gun sales are. Been up so high the last 2 or 3 months. I'm just saying.
It
yeah,
might come down to that.
The interesting thing about it is, though, is that 40% of the new gun sales are to first-time gun owners. So I think even the Democrats are waking up and saying, hey, people are not going to stand for what's actually taking
place. That makes you feel a little more comfortable.
Here's the thing. There's about 80%, both on the Republican side and both on the Democratic side, which are moderates. They want the country to continue as they have been doing. They don't support defunding the police, but what we see is the squeaky wheel, and the media wants all of this Marxism crap. And so you have these groups which are orchestrated and set up, like what I was talking about, the Marxist terrorist group, Black Lives Matter. And when you end up looking at all of these things, I'm interested to see the fact that the government's not actually addressing these people. Like, you, for instance, the non-peaceful protesters that are blocking traffic and keeping people trapped there. Well, there's something within our law called false imprisonment. And essential elements of false imprisonment are willful detention without consent and without authority of law. Well, it's willful on their part to keep people trapped there. It's without consent and it's without authority of law. So why are we not going after these people who are blocking the roads and the freeways and making it a simple case, other than the fact that we have individuals within our government who are complicit?
Well, you know, I mean, we're going to have to put a stop to this at some point. I mean, I'm just looking at headlines as you're talking about this. You know, and I'm looking at one. Here's Black Militia vows to burn down Louisville in 4 weeks if cops involved in death of Breonna Taylor aren't arrested. I don't even know who Breonna Taylor is. I guess that's new news. It's as of yesterday.
And was that Louisville or Louisville?
It's Louisville, but it's pronounced Louisville.
Whoa. So here's the deal. That's the same exact place. That's the same place that
right?
had the 10,800.
That's kind of why I was bringing it up. Yeah.
Wow.
So
I wonder if they're trying to go after the police department to be able to get those selective fire receivers.
Well,
but
I don't know. I just pulled this up. I'm looking at the Gateway Pundit right now. And after one of the members shot himself and one of his comrades, the black. I know you can't make this stuff up. They vowed on Saturday, yesterday, to burn down the city in 4 weeks if the cops involved in the death of Breonna Taylor are not arrested. The militia leader known as Grandmaster J. Now that's who I want leading me in the battle.
Yeah, sure.
Grandmaster J was not immediately he was not immediately arrested for the terror threat, but evidently this is what's going on in Louisville. And the militia, which calls themselves the Not Effing Around Coalition. I mean, I'm reading it. I'm just reading it right out.
Okay, so you wanted to know who she was?
Yeah.
She was actually, if I got my information correct, emergency medical technician, but the police had come to her door with a no-knock search warrant, and her boyfriend started shooting at the police.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
And then, and these guys, you know, it just cracks me up. It's like all these guys that resist arrest, they're not, you know, the guy's drunk, he's passed out in the parking lot in a drive-thru in his car and gets out, he's all hopped up on PCP, you know, resists arrest, goes for the cop's guns and or gets his taser and shoots back, and then they shoot him, and it's like they're all incredulous about, you know, well, he was an innocent guy, and he was just
right.
Mowed down. It's like, are you kidding me? I don't care if you're black, white, green, purple, red. Take your pick. Try resisting arrest and going after a cop's gun and see how it works out for you.
Yeah,
100%. And in fact, I mean, we're in a nation of 340 million people, and in 2019, there was a total of 55 police-involved shootings and deaths from that. And you had a total of 9 unarmed black men.
Yep.
That is a statistical great instance for a nation of 340 million people.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants anybody dead, but at the same time, you know, that's not a huge thing when you consider the rest of the people that are dying, you know, black on black crime and, you know, black on white crime. And, you know, if anything, you know, they should be going after the black on black crime because that's the that's got the biggest problem that there is, bar none,
yeah.
Is them shooting each other.
Yeah, well, like 94% or something.
Yeah, and what you see is you have these Democratic cities which have vast amounts of gun control, which are the places where all of these gun crimes are happening.
Imagine
if you
that.
Eliminate L.A., New York, and Chicago, you're going to eliminate over half of the nation's gun crime.
Well, and then this is all being stoked by China.
Well, and in fact, on that, there's been this talk of seeds that are unsolicited mm-hmm. seeds mailed from China. So what we're seeing, even on Snopes, listen to this. I mean, you know how bad Snopes is as far as...
The only yeah. time that they outright tell the truth is when there's absolutely no way they can squirm out of it.
Yeah. And so Americans receiving unsolicited mailings of seeds from China and numerous seeds they didn't order. They have a little picture of it here, and they say mixture. What's true? Numerous residents in the U.S. and U.K. have been reported receiving unsolicited packages of seeds in the mail with return addresses indicating they were sent from China. What's undetermined, the precise motive behind these mailings and whether or not it's a malicious one is not yet known. But the problem with it is if these are invasive species of seeds, they could end up going through killing our crops, destroying uh-huh. them, making it to where our trade is now at a deficit again. You saw China ramp all of their crap that they're doing towards us up after we ended up starting to get the deficit taken care of after we ended up reaching those trade deals with China that Trump had been after. And the Democrats were like, oh, you're starting trade wars and stuff like that. Dude, we're trading at a loss every year. Who does that? If I came to you and I said, hey, I'm going to give you $80 and you're going to give me $100 every time I do it, how long are you going to keep doing
well,
that?
Well, if that's not a rhetorical question, I'm going to say Democrats in power do that because they do that with our money. while they're making money on the side. You know, gee, why did Hunter Biden get $5 billion? Because he's a great guy, even though he likes to frequent bars and go after women who are, you know, not his wife. And so...
Friends in the family.
Well, at least from what I've seen, Hunter Biden goes after people his own age.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, I just watched a compilation of Joe Biden stuff about his hairy legs, how he's he learned about roaches and kids jumping on his lap, and you know, you're a dog faced pony soldier, and I mean, this guy is a train wreck, and it's becoming more and more apparent. You know, he doesn't even come out of his bunker, you know, except once in a while to do an interview with two people who have screened everything, you know, and there's a blue screen behind him, so it doesn't reveal that they're by themselves.
Yeah, and they're terrified. They're terrified of having Biden go and debate Trump. And Trump, as far as I'm concerned, I like Trump, but he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. He's a little bit brazen. He's like bringing a hammer, and he bam, bam, bam.
I like it.
Yeah, it works.
Because what we want is somebody who doesn't take a lot of crap, who you know, bases his decisions on reality and truth. And what's for the good of the country? I mean, you never hear anybody reporting on Trump giving his salary. He just gave his salary to, I believe it was a veterans organization.
Organization, there was something like that, yeah.
About veterans grant. I don't remember the exact thing. But, you know, Trump could, if I get your point. You don't even have to like Trump to really look at Biden and go, this guy's a train wreck. I mean, you can't vote for Biden even if you don't like Trump. I mean, if you want to stay home, hey, I get it. But if you're voting for Biden because you don't like Trump, I think you got a problem.
You think? If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
People say, hound, I like to lay around in the shade, and I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made, cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing, if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long hair.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Yeah, I kind of like that one, actually. That's fairly new. I've been trying to post. I've posted this 10,800 assault weapons parts seized in Louisville on Facebook, but it wouldn't let me post it on Twitter, so I copied the link, and I think it's on Twitter now. They're not.
You may be able to type it in on YouTube, and it'd probably pop up, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
For people out there.
It's
just a thought. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Oh, hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. This confuses me. Planned Parenthood was put together by Margaret Sanger. She's dead. Many people followed. And it was all about eliminating the black race. Okay, why aren't the Black Lives Matter people burning down those labs, those facilities?
Well, you know, you've heard the term that was coined by Lenin. It was called useful idiots. You lie to them.
Yeah.
You tell them untruths. You know, they don't know what the truth is. They don't know what ends up. And you get them to do things that they wouldn't normally do if they knew what was really happening.
Well, and this is one of the things that you're absolutely right. Margaret Sanger, she was a renowned eugenicist. She was not for any of the minorities. She was not for people with babies in general. In fact, there's a video that's out there that said people, everybody needs to stop having kids for a year. She hated the idea of people having kids and offspring and wanted to kill them. And in fact, when you go through, you see these people that say, oh, it's just a fetus. Well, when you actually go back to the word fetus and what it means, in Latin, fetus actually means offspring or little one. So that's not making it any better. You're basically saying we're eliminating this. And when you go through and you look at the instances of people justifying and defending abortion, I'm the libertarian side of me says that the moment that another person's rights begin, your rights end. So you don't have the ability to do that in my mind and my concept, and that's what I'll fight tooth and nail for. And the concept behind that is, why do we not grant a child life the same way as we would if we found, for instance, a single-celled organism on Mars? You find a single-celled organism on Mars, they're going to say, oh my gosh, there's life in space. But you find a genetic material that has its own DNA at conception, and you say, well, it's just a fetus. It's just a offspring or a little one. We can kill that.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, is I believe that the black people have all along the way, they have not had affordability to contraceptives. And the whole thing was set up, oh, you want contraceptives, show up here. Well, that didn't work either. But after 6 weeks, you have a heartbeat. They said a lot of the women that show up at the clinic don't even know they're pregnant when they show up at the regular clinic, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't even know they're pregnant.
Well,
so it's stupid.
And furthermore, why do we draw the line at heartbeat? Because there's a lot of people walking around with pacemakers in, and they're on assisted heartbeats. They're going through that same process. Are they fine to kill? Why do we draw the line at cognition? There's plenty of people in comas. Let's say they have a coma for an arbitrary amount of time, let's say 9 months, and they come out of that coma. Or do you have a right to turn around and end their life? No, you don't. There is a value in human life, and the moment that you start saying that, well, this human life isn't valuable because they're going to require this much time, I mean, you did the deed, you have that, and then there's people that say, well, what about in the cases of rape, and what about in the cases of incest? Well, let's go there, because as far as I'm aware, in America, we don't kill the child of a rapist.
Yeah, right. Unless to go. I really appreciate the show today. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, Mary. We do have a question in the chat room. They're talking on about the Census Bureau, you know, going door-to-door in August if you don't mail in your census.
Well, that's why one of the reasons Trump is going after not counting illegal aliens is because it's like I was getting calls from the CARE organization, the Center for American Islamic Studies, whatever it is, about the census. Mm-hmm. Because what they want to do is that's how they're doing the district. That's what California has too many Democratic elected officials is because they count all of the illegal aliens.
Right.
And so that pumps up the districts of those radical leftist Democrats. And so
by their own admission, if they ended up not including the illegal aliens, which are in this country, they would end up losing 11 seats in California alone. And the problem with it is you look at our districts up here in the state of Jefferson, by their communities, we have one person, by and large, representing all of us. Now, you have that one person that gets one vote, but you've got these cities that have as many as I think it's like San Francisco has like 11.
Right.
And so you've got 11 votes to our one vote up here. Right. Our voice has nothing. I mean, that's why we need
to split the state. Exactly. There's no question about it. But it also goes to why are they asking race is because they want to know which races are in which districts, which are the most prevalent, so that they can redistrict them as well at some point to get the best chance of keeping the Republicans from ever getting the ability to get reelected again anyway. I mean, if there's several folds in the strategy on this census thing. That's why they're pushing it.
Now.
So I hope that answers the question.
What's insane to me is what we're seeing right now is we're seeing a lot of segregation. It's self-segregation within the communities, but the bigger principles and the bigger mindset behind this is when you look at this, there's still a whole bunch of white, powerful folks behind it, like Bill Clinton that released Susan Rosenberg, who's a white person who helped found and fund Black Lives Matter as their useful patsies. And a lot of people that support Black Lives Matter don't even know what they're marching for. They think the ideologies behind it are good, but when they go back and look in 2015 to the ideologies that Alicia and her co-founder set up, they said that they're trained Marxists and trained organizers. And you look at Susan Rosenberger, she's a trained terrorist.
That's who I'm looking at right now. I just pulled it up. Communist revolutionary Susan Rosenberg heads parent organization of Black Lives Matter. And this is a person who was convicted in 85 of possessing hundreds of pounds of explosives. And she was involved in a Brinks robbery in which two cops and a security guard were killed. Her communist organization called May 19th was involved in bombings, police assassinations. Now she's taken over Black Lives Matter, and it's not really about Black Lives Matter. It never was. It's really bullies, liars, and Marxists.
Well, and they started this back like in 2013, Black Lives Matter.
2016 was started in 2016 was when it was
16?
Started. Yeah. And what we see from it is that these individuals got set up and created, and Bill Clinton on his last day in office.
I was you're taking my thunder. I'm looking right at the sentence. It says her 58-year sentence. We got 58 years for domestic terrorism was commuted as the last presidential act of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yep. And,
wow.
And so what I mean by this is that you have a bunch of rich white folk who are going through setting this whole thing up as useful patsies. Because, you see, there's a lot of people within the minority communities. My wife is one of them. I'm so proud to be married to a full-blooded Hispanic woman, and she is a full-blooded Trump supporter. And it's funny because you see these people who are on the left, they'll call her things like coconut or other racist slurs because they
coconut.
Say – yeah, because you're brown on the outside, white on the inside.
Oh, see, I guess that's the answer to Oreo cookie or whatever.
Yeah, I hadn't heard the coconut. I was just wondering.
How do you get a coconut out of that?
Yeah.
And so what you see is that the left on their ideologies, they're fine with hate speech as long as it's against people that they disagree with.
Right.
And so that's why you don't see these individuals that go out and say pretty much the exact same things that they'll roast and cancel another show for. Mm-hmm. Why do you have these people that aren't being persecuted in the same way? Well, Biden, for instance. Look at Kavanaugh, look at versus Biden. You had Kavanaugh that had one lady that had a crap story of 20 years past.
Yeah. Couldn't remember where, couldn't remember when it happened, couldn't remember, you know exactly the circumstances, you know, didn't know anything.
And her own words thought it was sexy. And yet you have Biden, which has, I think, what is it, 6-7 accusers?
I think we're more than that.
Yep, we're almost at the top of the hour.
Well, we are at the end of the show.
That's what I mean. We're at the top of the hour, so we'll have to pick this up maybe next week.
Next week.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Next week, maybe we'll talk about Bill Gates says that multiple vaccine doses may be necessary. That ought to make you feel comfortable.
No problem, Bill. Hook me up.
One recommendation for viewers, my show on Twitch is tuned towards younger audiences. So it gets to be a little bit vulgar, and it gets to be more like my generation. But if you're wanting to tune in, just know that ahead of time. But otherwise, I'm planning on being here once a week. See you guys.
Very good.
All right.
And remember, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. And get together with somebody and start standing up for liberty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.